Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning to you. Welcome in, Fox Sports Radio. It is 2023. 2022 went out with a bang. Hopefully it was a good year for you. If it wasn't, at least it ended well for sports fans with those two college football playoff semifinals. Glad to be with you along with Brian Noe. I'm Jason Martin at The No Show at JMAR Radio if you want to find us on Twitter. We are brought to you here by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Brian, I don't know if you knew this, and I don't know how many people are off work today. I know, obviously, we're filling in this morning for the guys, but I don't know if, like, my wife is working today, for instance. She's a doctor, and she's going to be in. I don't know if a lot of people are off, but you've got the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and then Bills-Bengals on Monday Night Football. Like, we're not done here. As great as Saturday was, and I don't think even if today is all-time great, it's not going to be as good as that Saturday was. But this is like, sit down, you know, grab a beverage. Maybe today is going to be a robe day for me. Like,
there you go.
I'm going to get a workout in after the show. I'm going to get a couple of things accomplished. But once we get to 1 o'clock my time, I'm just going to be sitting around a television screen watching football all day. And I think that most of the people that are off are going to be doing the same. And that nightcap Monday Night Football game, it didn't get much better than Bills Bengals.
Yeah, that is a huge nightcap with the Bengals trying to win the AFC North, first of all. And then Bengals still are alive for the one seed. They still have a shot at that. This is a huge game on Monday night. But yeah, right? I like how you said that. We're not done here. That's exactly what the lineup is. This is the we're not done here lineup today. And really, if you're a diehard college football fan, you have today, and then you have the national championship game. And that's it. These five games, you got to savor them. You've got to hug them. You've got to hold them tightly because they're going to leave us pretty soon here. And we're going to have to store up and hibernate for months and months before the college football season rolls around again.
What do you think the most surprising part of what we saw on Saturday was? You can take it whatever angle you want from those two semifinal games. And in the moment, like as they were happening, I was broadcasting with Arnie Spanier and I mean, it was hard to even collect your thoughts. We ended up basically just doing live play-by-play. It felt like, at least in the waning moments of that fourth quarter, because so much was happening and so much was on the line. But what was like the initial takeaway from the evening when those two games were over, or maybe yesterday when you had enough time to decompress, Brian, and look back on what we got? What's the thing that stood out to you most about those two football games?
I'm going to say, and there were a lot of surprises, but at the top of my list, where if you would have told me this before the game, I would have said, what? I would put that third quarter in the TCU-Michigan game at the top of the list. If you had told me before the game, like, hey, little tip here for you, they're going to combine for 44 points in the third quarter alone, I would have looked at you like you had three heads. You know, I'm not surprised that TCU found a way to beat Michigan. I thought Michigan was overrated. I'm not surprised that Georgia-Ohio State turned out to be a heavyweight title fight with both teams just throwing haymakers at one another. I would say that third quarter between TCU and Michigan with big plays galore. You just mentioned you were at dinner with your wife, and every bite there was a huge play. There were so many huge plays. You forgot about the previous huge plays. You know what I mean? That would be the top of my list, would be that third quarter between TCU and Michigan.
So if you want to stay with that game, what about this? If I told you that Max Duggan, who we need to stop, disrespecting Max Duggan by not talking about him enough in the world of sports, what he's done this year. I mean, that dude didn't even open the season as a starter. And all that he's done for TCU, and TCU, you mentioned earlier in the program, Brian, was a 200-plus, you know, 201 favorite to make it this far. They weren't even being talked about at all. Like, there was no discussion point surrounding TCU whatsoever. But if I told you that Max Duggan's stat line would be less than 50% passing and two interceptions, what would you tell me? You would tell me Michigan dominated, probably. Like,
right,
boy, that was probably an ugly game. No, Max Duggan went 14 of 29 for 225, two touchdowns, two interceptions. TCU put up over 50 and beat Michigan. Like, I think that might be the most surprising thing to me is how TCU won in a track meet, of all things, where their quarterback, and I thought Max Duggan played exceptionally well, but under 50% passing, it just seemed like, and the thing that I came out most impressed with was there were a couple of plays where he could have lived to fight another down. He could have just thrown it out of bounds. He made athletic plays and then threw darts to somehow open receivers who had not given up on the play. I was impressed with his poise. We already knew he was tough watching that Kansas State game, but Max Duggan, he stood tall and made plays, made smart football plays in the heat of pretty amazing pressure, especially in that second half. I came away very impressed with that.
Yeah, and how about TCU's running game, where they rushed it for 263 yards and three touchdowns? That's against the best Big Ten rush defense in Michigan. Michigan only gave up on the season about 13 points per game, and they got shredded by TCU. That's 6.4 yards per rush. 6.4 per rush is a healthy average. So, yeah, I thought that TCU was able to bully the bully as far as TCU's running game working. And then it really just came down to Michigan shooting itself in the foot time and time again. J.J. McCarthy, he made some huge plays, and he gave back some monstrous plays. You just can't have two pick sixes, a fumble on the goal line, the failed Philly special. That was goofy as well. That wasn't J.J. McCarthy's fault, obviously, but J.J. with the two pick sixes, that was just, for all the good things that he did, he undid a lot of those great things with those two gigantic mistakes. That just, it breathed life into TCU, and it was an uphill battle the whole night for Michigan because they were always trying to track down TCU. It was hard to do that the entire night.
What did you think of the overturn touchdown call?
I hated it. I didn't think he had it until he was in the end zone, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching, it's just like, man, what is the letter of the rule intending to do right here? Like, the way that the ball was bobbled and where he landed and everything else, I have no idea how, when you look at that video, it doesn't at least confirm what's already on the field. Yeah. Like, it felt like it backed up the decision on the field, but at the very least, there was enough there to overturn that call. And right. I'm not saying that decided anything. Luckily, we don't have to sit here and talk about the officiating the way that maybe we did years ago in that Ohio State-Clemson game, that semifinal that Ohio State fans don't want to remember and things of that nature. But that play, to me, it was just kind of like, that did not feel like that represented that game effectively. It was just kind of like, really? We're going to overturn this call in this moment? It's such a crucial. And then you go and you look at how closely this game would be contested going forward and the runs back and forth. And it's just like, Yeah, I do hate that that play happened amidst this. I know that's going to happen all the time, but that just seemed like a very questionable decision to overturn that call.
Yeah, I agree with you. I certainly didn't think it was, you know, indisputable, which is the standard to overturn anything. I didn't think it was like, oh, clearly he's down before the goal. I didn't think that at all. So it was a weird overturn. I thought the whole sequence was just odd, where the interception, they spotted the ball on the wrong 49-yard line.
That's right.
And so that, like, the touchdown catch, it might have been well in the end zone if they spotted the ball on the right yard lines. That was just so weird. And then you get these people talking about conspiracies and the fix is in. Trust me, they're not fixing a game
for
TCU.
No way.
No way they're doing it. They'd much rather have Michigan against Georgia if you're trying to fix a game. So that was just goofy. But sneak the ball. I know it was goofy with the bad spot on the 49 and then the weird reversal where I thought it was a touchdown. But you've got the ball inside the one. Sneak it. Do a Tom Brady sneak like he did against Carolina or Kenny Pickett last night. Najee Harris just grabs him and throws him to the left and is like, go this way, and shoves him forward. You could do that in college football. The Bush push is legal right now. Just sneak it forward. It's first down. Why are you getting fancy? Just go forward. So I'm not going to bail Michigan out completely on that one, but I thought that was a bad reversal.
Speaking of reversals, I don't know if we have ever seen someone kind of reinvent the way he is viewed. Now, you could maybe say the same thing about Russell Wilson in the opposite way. But Jim Harbaugh has gone to the semifinals now, back-to-back years, and we can discuss whether or not that's going to be good enough for Michigan fans forever, but and whether or not an NFL job is out there. Maybe we can talk about that. But think about how, like, kind of unlikable he was when he first got to Michigan. And the way he talked and the way he acted, and how, I think I heard Ari Wasserman of The Athletic suggest, you know, he was trying too hard at that point in time early in the career. Then he voluntarily gives up his salary, bets on himself, and says, you know what, you know, don't pay me. And it looks like maybe it's a lame duck year. He's going to go out. He'll have another job for himself. Maybe it's in the NFL, all of this kind of stuff. But his players look like they would do anything for him now. Like, you watch them, they clearly are fully in with him. They like playing for him. They like him being their coach. I 2-3 years ago, the bloom was fully off that rose. And now he's somehow become, like, endearing and likable. And Michigan's not, like, it's not a team that you dislike the way maybe you did years ago. It's been fascinating to watch the worm turn. And I say that as somebody that was incredibly critical of him. And now it's just, you just have to admit, he's done a fantastic job over the last few years, and I did not see it happening.
Yeah, no, it's a good point where, think about how he was clowned year after year for not beating Ohio State. And I think that's where it really started to turn, because I agree with you. Just a couple of years ago, if he got to this stage and they lost the same way to TCU, he would be getting wrecked today. And it's just not the same feeling anymore. And I think a large portion of that started to change with these last two wins over Ohio State. Because especially last year, that was very unexpected. And they crushed Ohio State at home with the snow and all of that. And then they made it to the college football playoff. And it's like, oh, wow, okay, here we go with Harbaugh. And then this year, smacking around Ohio State when we're like, okay, Ohio State's going to get some comeback here. They're going to get even with them on the road for Michigan. And that didn't happen either. And I think that bought a lot of respect and a lot of credibility for Jim Harbaugh. He just hasn't gotten vilified the same way. But that game against TCU and the Philly special at the very beginning, like, there are plenty of reasons to be very critical of Jim Harbaugh today, but I don't think many people are going to do that because it's a different feeling. It's a good point by you, but it has changed quite a bit over the last 2 years.
Yeah, and you can even look at Ryan Day and how he was seen a month ago and how he's seen today after the way Ohio State equated itself.
Yeah,
even in a losing effort to Georgia, you've seen two coaches in the Big Ten where there have definitely been extremes, and maybe that's the way it's always going to be because the expectations are so high in both of those places. Speaking of those coaches, and maybe Harbaugh in particular, when we come back, The NFL is likely going to be open to Harbaugh. We've already seen stories that Denver is going to potentially go after him. We know the Colts are likely to go after him, especially with his history with that franchise. Do you think Jim Harbaugh is still the Michigan coach in the fall? We will address that when we come back. It's Brian Noe and Jason Martin in for the Two Pros and Cup of on Fox Sports Radio. We're brought to you by TireRack.com. They love tires. Since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every driver. That's you. And they're just a phone call or a click away. The website is packed with info, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions, get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Yokohama Advan tire, the all-season Avid lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. It's a game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Harbaugh, what should he do? What will he do? We'll discuss next on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
877-99 on Fox. You want to join the program? That's 996-6369. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That is truly amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right, Brian, Jim Harbaugh, 2 years in a row now, Michigan gets to the semis. They don't get further than that. Last year, they just got beaten by a better team. Georgia was the best team in the country. They end up winning the national championship. This year, they lose to TCU. TCU, not exactly Georgia, but a team that was in a very competitive, good conference. Big 12 is better than the Big 10 this year, quite frankly. And TCU, right up until the championship game, was unblemished. They had won games in a myriad of different ways. They had won games late. They had won games on crazy, let's run out onto the field and kick a field goal at the end of a game kind of plays. And they get the better of you and score 51. There's something to be said for striking while the iron is hot. It is really tough to make the college football playoff in a four-team scenario. Now, when you go to 12, there's going to be a lot more coaches that have better-looking resumes because they're going to have opportunities to have had playoff berths. But your name's only hot until it's not. Jim Harbaugh's name right now maybe is in the best condition it has been in since the glory days of San Francisco. What do you do? Because the NFL is going to come calling, you would think. The Colts, I think we've already heard, the Colts are going to be in. The Broncos are certainly going to look into Harbaugh and maybe offer him the gig and let him determine whether or not he wants to take it. Do you stay at Michigan in the NIL transfer portal world? Or do you look at the NFL because it still just eats away at you that you lost a Super Bowl to your brother so many years ago?
Yeah, well, we'll find out what's in his mind and heart, what he wants to do. But I think about Denver, I think about your squad, because I don't think that Russell Wilson, this is all you're going to get from the guy going forward. And based on how the CEO was talking, it sounds like the new head coach will have power over personnel decisions, right? Where George Payton's going to take more of a back seat, and the head coach, imagine if it's Jim Harbaugh. Think how he butted heads with Trent Baalke in San Francisco. If Jim Harbaugh had final say and ran the football operation, that's pretty attractive. That's really attractive to a guy like Jim Harbaugh. So when he interviewed for the Vikings job last year and didn't get it, he, of course, said, oh, that's it. No more flirting with the NFL. I'm a Michigan man until that's it, right? Like, basically, I'm paraphrasing what he was saying. And I'm like, really? That's it? No more flirtations with the NFL? I never bought that. So he's definitely going to get some offers. It's just a matter of will he take them. I just look at his coaching resume, Jay Martin. I think of it like with radio, where I've lived in so many different areas, and it just feels like after 2 or 3 years, I'm supposed to move again. It just feels like that. Mm-hmm. And that can be the life for a coach, where he starts off with the Raiders as a quarterback's coach, then he's at San Diego for a couple of years, then he's at Stanford for a couple of years, then he's with the 49ers for a couple of years. He's been with Michigan since 2015. It's the longest stretch, but I don't know. It could go one of two ways. Either he's really comfortable, he's where he's meant to be, he wants to stay there, or he still has that NFL itch. I'll tell you this, if he was truly comfortable where he was, he wouldn't have interviewed with Minnesota last year.
Right.
So I think that he could be on the move. It's just a matter of when.
There's also this. The Big Ten's about to change. The Big Ten is getting USC and Lincoln Riley and UCLA and Chip Kelly. Sure. UCLA had a good year. USC, if Lincoln Riley could just find a way to actually have a defense for any team that he coaches, they'll win a national championship because we know what he can do from an offensive standpoint. It's not going to get easier in the conference. It's going to get more difficult in the conference. That's the only question mark I have is, does he want to continue to go through this? I know he's a Michigan man. I get that. Even if he were to leave, that doesn't mean he's not a Michigan man. But it is a tough ask to do this year after year with the transfer portal in the condition that it is and guys leaving seemingly for offers left and right. You got stories about Drake May that may or may not be accurate. But even if the Drake May portion of that story is not true, where Pat Narduzzi came out and said what he said, the Pitt head coach, about how Drake May had received offers for him to leave North Carolina, and May said, look, I'm not in the portal, so I'm not hearing any offers and all these things. But if it's not true with Drake May, it's going to be true with somebody else and probably a lot of somebodies as we go forward. The business of college football, and that's what it is, has changed so significantly that it almost feels more familiar to go coach in the NFL And you usually get a little bit of a longer leash, even though, you know, Nathaniel Hackett was fired and we had Urban Meyer fired last year. But those were kind of aberrations to the rule. Most guys get longer than that. And Harbaugh's already had success on the NFL level. I just wonder if the hassle that goes along with being a college football coach and the pressure that goes with being a head coach in that, when things are going well at Michigan, that's one of the great jobs you can have in sports. And I think Harbaugh knows that, and he's got things rolling. Do you think they can keep this up? I think, and he has to answer that question for himself. I imagine he would say so. He's a confident guy. But the conference, you add those two schools to it, Brian, that's going to be a challenge. That's going to be a war of attrition for him every single year.
Yeah, you know, I just think that this is not a perfect comparison, but think of coaches, take like a Bill Cowher, where it was a grind in the NFL for a long time, and then he got into commentating, and he never went back to coaching. You know, it was fun. It wasn't the same grind. It wasn't the same pressure. It's just different. And that's not the perfect comparison, but I think it can be a little bit like that, life in the NFL compared to life in college football. I don't want to make it sound like college football is just a party and you're doing keg stands and it's nothing but, you know, fun and not a grind. It's a grind also, but it's a different vibe. College football is a little bit like Van Halen with David Lee Roth. You know what I mean? It's just wild. It's zany. It's fun. It's loosen your collar. And the NFL, a little bit like Sammy Hagar. You know, it's more business-like. It's more serious. It's more calculated. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you want to go back to that. We always talk about college coaches that jump to the NFL. But how often do we talk about an NFL coach like Harbaugh going back to college and then going back to the NFL? I don't know, man. It might happen. It probably will. I just don't know when that will be the case. And when you're having all this fun in college and there's just this different vibe going on, I think it's harder to leave that.
No, I agree with that. Like I said, when it's going well, there's probably no place you would rather be. Now, it is a constant grind. We've heard many times. Nick Saban's always on the plane on the way home from the bowl game.
Recruiting. Oh, yeah.
And I think that's
Urban Meyer too.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you don't even get to enjoy it. It's a little bit different in the NFL. Yeah, there's a grind to be had there. It's a different kind of grind. You have to account for different things. But the relentless nature of the recruiting, not everybody is made for that. And maybe it wears out its welcome relatively quickly. I look at the Harbaugh scenario and just say, if his name could be hotter than it is right now, it would rely on him winning a national championship. I don't know that. I think at Michigan you can win a national title. There's no reason to think you've hit the ceiling where you look at Brian Kelly at Notre Dame and you can say, look, he kept beating his head into the same wall. I can get you to the playoff, and then we run into a team that, look, the recruiting was a little easier for them, the admission requirement, and you know this better than anybody, Brian, because you're such a big-time Notre Dame fan and somebody that's watched that team for so long. They got a lot of talent, and he got as much as he could out of them, but they would just run into disadvantages they couldn't do anything about year after year. That's not really the case at Michigan, despite the fact that Michigan is an outstanding school. Michigan has no trouble in getting top flight recruits. And maybe if you're Harbaugh and you believe in J.J. McCarthy and you believe in kind of where you are right now, you've got some guys on that team that are still going to be there, assuming there's not a transfer portal situation. And maybe for that reason you stick around. But there's only 32 NFL jobs out there. And if you get that offer and you've still got that itch, I don't think anybody should be the least bit surprised is what I would say if Harbaugh were to leave. What do you think? Do you think he'll still be there in the fall, or do you think he will have moved on?
I think the odds are better that he stays than goes, even though he's going to get those offers. If we're looking at betting lines, you know, I don't know what it would be, but to stay, it's got to be a healthy favorite, maybe like minus 250 or something like that. The underdog is for him to jump to the NFL. But we're live over here. You know what I mean? We got a live dog possibility with Harbaugh going to the NFL. But I think the odds are better that he stays put. It's just one of those deals. It'd be so fascinating to talk to Harbaugh, just like if you were one of his buddies, because it could go one of two ways with just how he views things. He could look at it where there's unfinished business in the NFL, and I was so close to winning a Super Bowl. Or he could look at it where there's unfinished business at Michigan, and he's gotten to the playoff 2 years in a row, and he's gotten closer from 1 year. They got blasted by Georgia last year. Granted, it's a better football team than TCU this season. But he was closer to moving on to the championship game this season. He could look at it where there's unfinished business in college football. I'd love to, if I was one of his buddies, just to pick his brain and just how he views this whole situation. We're never going to know that, but we'll get a few clues as we go along here as to what he truly values and where the unfinished business truly lies.
Yeah, no, I think that's well said. Speaking of unfinished business and guys with changing scenery, there's a quarterback in the NFL right now that is not suiting up, didn't suit up yesterday because Jarrett Stidham was in his stead. I want to talk about Derek Carr and an interesting point that was made by one of our Fox Sports colleagues over the weekend on the program that I generally host with Aaron Torres. I was in with Arnie Spanier. This guy is pretty well plugged into the Vegas side of things. He said something I had not heard elsewhere that was pretty shocking about the potential future of Derek Carr. We'll do that when we come back. Let's go to Los Angeles first. Catch a sports update. What is trending?
Well, we had a big day of Week 17 NFL action on Sunday, and starting with the nightcap, it was the Steelers who kept their postseason hopes alive as they beat the Baltimore Ravens 16-13. They were able to take the lead with just 56 seconds to go on a 10-yard touchdown reception by Najee Harris. The 49ers were down double digits to the Raiders in the second half, but they rallied to force overtime where the defense made one final big play.
Hollins goes in motion left to right, offset out of the right. Johnson ahead of Jacobs, great drop by Stidham. Going to throw out left for Devontae Adams. It's intercepted. He threw the ball right to Deshaun Gibson, running back the other way. 30, 20, 10, 5. He's out of bounds.
That was Greg Papa on KNBR and the 49ers radio network. That 56-yard interception return by Tayshaun Gibson set up the game-winning field goal where the Niners would win it 37-34. They have now won 9 straight games. The Eagles had a chance to seal everything up. The NFC East, the top seed in the NFC, and the first-round bye that comes with it. The only thing standing in their way was the previously 6-win New Orleans Saints. However, the Eagles had their worst day on offense, arguably, of the year. They had just 3 plays in the first quarter, 2 first downs in the first half, and didn't score until the third quarter, and they end up losing 20-10. The Packers with a huge win against the Vikings, 41-17. The game wasn't even that close, as Minnesota had 2 garbage time touchdowns. And what seemed unthinkable a few weeks ago has come to fruition. If the Packers beat the Lions next week, they're in the playoffs. It doesn't matter what anyone else does. They're in if they win next week. And at 12-4, the Vikings, they have a negative 19-point differential. The Giants clinched a playoff spot in their 38-10 win over the Colts. It was win and they were in, and they were able to do it. Daniel Jones with 4 total touchdowns, 2 passing, and 2 rushing. Buccaneers come back to beat the Panthers 30-24 as Tampa Bay wins the NFC South. Seahawks stay alive in the playoff hunt. A 23-6 win over the Jets. New York has been officially eliminated. Lions maul the Bears 41-10. Detroit still has a chance at making the playoffs. Chiefs haul off the Broncos 27-24. Patriots over the Dolphins 23-21. Chargers win the Battle of LA over the Rams 31-10. Jaguars blow out the Texans 31-3. And the Browns beat the Washington Commanders 24-10. And in college football, we have some bowl games coming up for you today. Starting off the day, it'll be the ReliaQuest Bowl. Mississippi State and Illinois, the first game since the passing of Bulldogs head coach Mike Leach. They are certainly playing for him today. We got a couple of New Year's Six Bowl games at 1 o'clock. It'll be Tulane and USC. Then the granddaddy of them all at 5 o'clock Eastern, it'll be Utah and Penn State. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Kevin. Welcome back here. Stamps.com teamed up with the post office to get you huge mailing and shipping discounts up to 86% off. It's a new year, no-brainer. Save serious money with Stamps.com. Use code 2PROS, that's 2PROS, for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a free scale. Stamps.com, code 2PROS. The 2PROS and a cup of Joe out. They'll be back tomorrow. Jason Martin, Brian Noe in. I mentioned something about Derek Carr. Bernie Fratto, our colleague here at FSR, who was in the Big Ten territory for a long time, now lives in Vegas, he said something really interesting Saturday night to us about Derek Carr. Derek Carr's days with the Raiders appear to be numbered. He said, Brian, there is a 50-50 chance Derek Carr is going to retire.
Wow.
not play somewhere else, retire. And he said, you know, he can start a church, and he's very, very open believer, and that's an important part of his life, the most important part of his life. He's banked like $130-some million already. He has a lot of other things that he cares about in his life. He said over and over again, I'll be a Raider or I won't play in this league. Derek Carr's 31, I believe it is. And he's probably, what do you think's fair? He's probably, what, 12 to 15, somewhere in that range quarterback. He's a mid-range quarterback. He's in the Kirk Cousins, the Ryan Tannehills, like guys that can win games for you, guys that can get you to the playoffs. He's not a terrible quarterback, even though this season was certainly not a banner year. It just didn't work with him and McDaniels. But how surprised would you be to see Derek Carr actually walk away from the NFL, considering there are going to be teams that absolutely will want him? I could name probably half a dozen off the top of my head.
Yeah, I would be surprised. But when you rattle that stuff off, after letting it swirl around my brain, I'd be less surprised. You know, I don't know how to say it right. I would still be surprised, but I would leave the door open for that being a possibility. I hadn't really thought about it along those lines until it was brought up. But yeah, there are going to be a lot of teams vying for his services. He's still a competitor. This might have left a sour taste in his mouth with what's happening with the Raiders. I think it's really intriguing that he walked away from the team with a couple of games to go, where it's like, you don't want to be a quote-unquote distraction. That's odd to me, where you're not the starter and you're basically going to take your ball and go home. I don't like that move at all, but could it be like the salad to the main course of him walking away altogether? I don't know. Maybe. I hadn't really thought about it like that. But you're right. He does have a lot of interests outside of football. It's sort of the Harbaugh thing, right? Like, just to be one of his friends and to pick his brain, what's going on in there. I'd love to know what he values and what he wants to do going forward.
Well, I mean, when Josh McDaniels said, we're going to look at Jarrett Stidham, like, we know Jarrett Stidham's not. And he played fairly well yesterday. He had a couple of interceptions, but he had three touchdowns in that overtime loss to Brock Purdy and San Francisco 49ers. But Stidham's not the long-term answer. This much we know. We don't know if it's going to be Tom Brady if he decides he wants to play again, and they're finally going to make that thing happen in Vegas, or if it's going to be somebody else. But there's going to be some quarterbacks on the move. They weren't mathematically eliminated from the playoffs when this decision was made. And I don't know what happened behind closed doors. I don't know if he sat him down. We're going to go with Jarrett for the rest of the season. We just don't think we're going to be going into a Super Bowl run here, or what it was. I can understand why Derek Carr would just, all right, look, they're moving on, so I'm just going to step away from the team, let them go ahead and finish up the season on their own terms. I don't know how it's viewed internally. I really don't. The guy who I really would like to pick his brain right now is Davante Adams. Davante makes the decision that he makes. He's about to potentially watch his old team somehow find their way into the playoffs, where, boy, it looked like he was the reason, or one of the biggest reasons for their success. That case had been made very easily midseason, and now it looks like they might get in. This team, this Raiders team, it just hasn't gone very well. And now the biggest reason you went there is because your old college buddy and your best friend Derek Carr was going to be your quarterback. I would love to know where Davante Adams' headspace is right now.
Yeah, that's another one. We need to make more friends of famous people here, you know, in sports. I need to be Jim Harbaugh's friend. I need to be Derek Carr and Davante Adams' friend. Just so I can be like, hey, man, what are you thinking right now? You know, I would love to know all of those things. But yeah, what a crazy twist with Davante. Because, like he said, he came over to the Raiders to be with his guy, Derek Carr, and Derek Carr wasn't even there a full season, and now he's going to be gone. So where that leaves Davante is going to be really interesting. And you compare that to Aaron Rodgers, his previous quarterback. Part of the decision to not go back to Green Bay was you didn't know how long Aaron Rodgers was going to be around, how many more years he was going to play. And it seemed like Davante was going to team up with Derek Carr for longer than Aaron Rodgers had left in his career, and it went the other way. NFL's crazy, man, you know, but we love it from a fan perspective. But think about it from Devontae's point of view, where
right,
you're making life-changing decisions and things go in a way that you didn't foresee them going, not even a year in. So it's a completely different ball game when your whole life is changed when stuff like that happens.
The 49ers were the team that beat the Raiders yesterday in overtime. The NFC is just, I have no idea what to make of the NFC at this point. When we come back to finish the hour, Brian, which NFC team do you trust most as we get to this last week of the regular season coming up in 7 days? We'll do that when we come back. It's Brian Noe, Jason Martin, in for the guys here. Happy 2023 from Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Has turned over. We got four college football games, including the Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl, and then we've got Bengals-Bills in the nightcap on Monday Night Football. That is a wealth of riches for us here as we roll into 2023. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. The guys are out. Brian Noe, Jason Martin in. All right, Brian, Philly, San Francisco, Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Dallas, New York, Seattle as it stands now. But you look at Seattle, Detroit, Green Bay. If Green Bay wins, they're going to be in. The NFC's a mess. Philadelphia, no Jalen Hurts. San Francisco, doesn't even matter who's playing quarterback for him. Kyle Shanahan's finding a way. Minnesota's leaking oil. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady went for 432 yesterday, but they've been unwatchable on offense at least half of this season. Dallas, you like the defense, but Dak's turnover machine, as you mentioned earlier. The Giants qualify, and Brian Daboll, because of that, may well be your NFL Coach of the Year when the voting comes out. Then you look at Seattle, Detroit, who's fun, but lost a game you couldn't lose last week to the Carolina Panthers, and Green Bay on a four-game win streak. Who do you like and who do you trust most in this version of the NFC? And I recognize I'm asking the impossible.
Yeah, it's you might not trust anyone, but who do you trust the most, you know, like percentage-wise? I think it's a lot like friendship, Jason, because friendship will test you. You know, you always have a friend that's like, hey, man, can you take me to the airport? And you're like, yeah, I got you. it's at 5 a.m. We're going to have to leave at 3:30. You know what I mean?
Ouch.
It's like, oh, man, really? Or moving. Moving's always a great one. Can't we move? Yeah, yeah. It's on the third floor. No elevators. Like that type of thing. It'll test you. And I think the NFC in particular has tested us a lot with which team do you trust the most. I'll take the team that's testing you the most right now, I think, is the number one seed Philadelphia, where you saw them lose yesterday to the Saints. They're testing your level of commitment and trust, right? You don't have Jalen Hurts, but he's going to be back. You don't have Lane Johnson, but he's mostly going to be back. He's going to gut it out in the playoffs. And so I think that Philly is the team that I trust the most. They're in the best position. They just have to win a game against the Giants, who will probably be resting guys, to lock up the one seed. They've got the best path in the NFC playoffs, and I believe that Jalen Hurts is going to be back for the playoffs. So of the teams here, I would trust them and more so their position the most out of anybody else.
Yeah, see, I tend to agree with you because of the way their team is constructed. Now, it all depends on Jalen Hurts. Like, as long as Hurts is right, I agree with you. If it comes down to you're looking at some other quarterback scenario for Philadelphia, and then you look at the rest of it, I would trust Kyle Shanahan more because Kyle Shanahan has won with lesser quarterbacks. He's won with guys that aren't his starter before, and Brock Purdy has continued to win. Plus, you've got McCaffrey. You've got those weapons. They didn't have Debo yesterday, still able to put up 37 against the Raiders. So I really like the 49ers maybe overall team, but if Hurts is back, the way that offense is set up and the way that they have just been stellar as play callers this year in Philadelphia, I think I would agree with you. But if it came down to just an overall team, I like San Francisco's defense. If McCaffrey's healthy, I love what you can do. The versatility of what they can do on their offense. I think those are the two teams. I know those are the one and two seeds, but the flaws everywhere else for everybody else are just more glaring. But if you give me Jalen Hurts, I'm going to take the Eagles because him and his synergy both with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, you just don't find that very often. That's rare.
You know what's interesting to me is when I look at San Francisco, I don't trust Brock Purdy at all.
Sure.
He's had a nice run, five straight games with multiple touchdown passes. He's played really well, but look at who they've beaten. And come playoff time, you know this, J-Mart, your quarterback's going to have to make plays. You might have to make huge plays. Just look at Jimmy G, right? Like Emmanuel Sanders wide open, or last year against the Rams, and you're down by a field goal. What can you do? And he threw an interception. So Brock Purdy hasn't shown anything as far as that goes. You might view the 49ers differently within the NFC compared to who they might meet in the Super Bowl. Do you trust Brock Purdy against Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow? All of a sudden, it changes the equation if that's the case.
So it's been all football so far. We got one more hour here this morning to open up 2023. Hint, there's going to be more football, college and NFL talk straight ahead here on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.